This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
This is unbelievable.
I am not in the studio. I'm abroad, and you are in the studio, Steph. This is what it's like to do the show from Skype. I really enjoy this.
Don't worry, guys. I've just taken an Instagram pic of Wells so you can see his lack of clothing. Nice tank top.
I'm on vacation. I'm wearing a tank top, and I feel like I don't have the upper body definition for this outfit.
Can you stand up? I want to see your board shorts.
Wellsies.
You're so adorable.
You look tan. Is that just the adjustment of the screen? Did you make the screen
Did
look
you
like
filter
you're
yourself?
A little more tan?
No, I went and got a spray tan.
No.
Before then, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. Well, you are in, where are you? It looks tropical. You look like you're in a tree hut.
Yeah, I'm on vacation with my family, and
are you not going to say where because people might stalk you? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want people to come around.
AKA Amy Easton and I.
I was like, he's not that famous.
Amy,
he
has more fans than Easton, like anyone I know.
Than Easton.
Easton is a legend. Oh, that's a nice little Perrier. All right, so you're living it up with your fam. How long
have
you been? When are you coming back?
I'm gone for like a couple weeks, and then I come back. So
you,
I will be very, very tan.
But listeners,
this is kind of like a copy of like my 3 weeks in Hawaii.
Do not fret, listeners, because we will have shows. We will be live from wherever Wells is.
Yes, and you know what? I have a feeling he's gonna take off his shirt in one of them. You are, and I'm going to get it captured. It's going to be too hot one day. It's going
to
happen.
I need to do some sit-ups and some push-ups, and I need to run, and I need to not eat for like a week, and then maybe I still will not take off my shirt for
you guys. We have a cure for that, which we'll tell you later. Open Fit.
Oh.
Oh.
I actually use them. Okay, so what you just said is what I just did all week. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to announce I got Pepsi!
I saw that.
Oh my God, I can't. I like, it brings me to tears because I have worked so hard for 11 years, hustling so hard, taking every job, saying yes to everything. Like, I deserve this. Like, this is like my gratification. It just doesn't feel real. I mean, all of my favorite people have done this, and I'm so not in their ranking. Like, when Pepsi was like, yeah, you know, you're on board with Spice Girls, Cindy Crawford, Britney Spears, Madonna. I was just like, you guys have made a big mistake, but I love it.
I don't mean to be like,
oh, Amy, don't be a bitch.
The naysayer.
Oh, my God. Really, you're going to ruin this for me?
Never, but Britney Spears...
Oh, Amy, I'm not delusional.
But Pepsi
guy said that to me.
How did you get this job?
Yeah.
I do not know. And I did not tell anyone because I did not know if it was a late April Fool's joke. I didn't tell anyone until I did the commercial. I mean, I told Nurse Jamie, obviously, because I saw her Monday. Got some nice treatments.
Before you went and did your Pepsi shoot.
Yeah. Oh my God. And I worked out like crazy. When I was in my oh my God, I had the sickest trailer, like better than the one I had when I worked on Lost. Like, this was like Britney Spears' trailer. Like, beyond sick. I had a bodyguard. Like, it was insane, dude. They were treating me like I was Britney Spears.
But how did you get this job?
Because I deserve it.
Did you audition for it?
No, they emailed my agent.
Does it have to do with pills?
I was at the podcast. It was like around May 20th. And I was at the podcast and he emailed me, call me. I have to talk to you about a Pepsi opportunity. And so I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get to Instagram Pepsi. Like, you know, and get paid for it. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, it's going to be sick, or they're having, like, a Pepsi radio party or whatever. And then they send the script over. And the best part of all of it was one of the attachments said, Stephanie Pratt ask for Pepsi Summergram campaign.
Does this have to do with the Hills?
I'm sure it's a promotion.
Okay, so it's tied to MTV and the Hills.
Yes, but
like,
Pepsi
this won't
came
be the Pepsi
me.
Commercial during the Super Bowl.
Duh.
Okay.
Okay, hold
you
on.
Guys,
so
I'm,
can
don't
you?
Don't worry. I'm very self-aware that I'm not famous. I can't. I kept on thanking the Pepsi people. I'm about to spend like thousands sending each and every crew member flowers.
Wait, what? What did you have to do? Like, what were your lines?
It was the best script.
Are you sure you
ever.
Can tell us this?
Oh,
it's not a secret.
I don't know. It probably is.
It's probably.
So. Anyways, I was true Steph style. So I was with my bezzy on the beach, and
your what?
My bezzy.
What
my
is
bestie.
That? Oh, okay.
And we're like on the beach taking photos, and then like some other stuff happens with these other two girls. There's, you know, skate park involved. A BMX bike involved, oh, cotton yeah. candy.
Of course.
And then they gave me my own tagline.
Which is what?
Live your best summer ever.
Oh, wow. Which
yes.
is ironic because I feel like when the show's airing, it's going to be like Steph's worst summer.
Are you kidding me? Nothing is raining on my parade. Nothing. I have this script taped in my bathroom mirror. To keep manifesting this kind of shit. The laws of attraction I've been so into. I've been making note cards. So when I first got the email, I heard that someone tried to steal the job from me. And
who?
Someone from the Hills?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm
so
getting
good.
This together now. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, and Pepsi said, no, this is a Stephanie Pratt ask. So that
wow.
was like the most flattering thing ever. So I'm never going to be as upset again in my life.
I have a weird question that I want you guys to talk about. Because I love you. I'm just having this conversation for the show. Because I'm like, is she bragging?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yes. Tell everyone. Tell your nieces, your cousins.
So how do you talk about things?
Celebrate with me, you guys.
Without, because like, I'm wondering if everyone listening is going like, she's so braggy right now.
I'm sorry. This is the best thing that's ever happened in my life. If I get married one day, that wedding will be number two. I don't care. The birth of a baby, that'll be number three. Pepsi will forever be one.
Wow.
I can die now. Like, this is such, like, I'm
Wait.
So beyond great. Like, I can't, I'm still don't believe it's real until I see it on TV.
Wait, Steph, is this your biggest payday to date?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't, you guys, I didn't make like Britney Spears and Cindy Crawford money. Everyone chill. I know, they know I'm Stephanie Pratt.
Yeah.
This is starting to seem a bit more, I'm starting to get it more now.
Yeah, so it's a commercial that's going to air during The Hills, but also, like, is there a social media campaign that's going along with it?
Yes. So the Pepsi bottles have made their own Instagram filter called Summergram.
Okay.
So it's going to air, like, worldwide all summer.
Around June 24th.
Obviously, I'm going to be like, oh, I love drinking Pepsi in the winter, too. You know, what about a Wintergram? Obviously. But
do you
I
actually drink Pepsi?
Do you remember that one time where I was so late because I went two flights down because the vending machine is not on our level?
It's only one flight down.
Oh, felt like two in heels. Anyways, I had to go to like the little, our little food shop and get this Pepsi, and I came up with it. This is before I got the email, and I literally even Instagrammed a photo of my cute dog with the iHeart radio in the background. And my Pepsi was in like the side of it, just like not like nonchalant. Like I hadn't placed it. It was just there because I was using my camera. And I got that email the next day. And I said,
Do you think they saw that picture and that's why they hit you up?
No, because their original email was May 20th, I think.
Oh.
So I don't want
to
like.
But I sent it to Adam and I was like, please forward this to Pepsi. Also, yeah. As if Pepsi's looking at my Instagram.
Well, that would be really cool if that's how it happened, because then I would start like taking pictures with like Breitling watches on and next to Porsches being Range like, hey, Rovers. Guys.
So, you know what? The theme of the commercial was like taking picture selfies and stuff. And I think that's all I post on my Instagram when I post is like when mm-hmm. I have my makeup done, I do a selfie. So maybe they're like, she loves this stuff. Who cares? I don't even care. Let's move on. I'm so excited. Let's move on. Amy, any last
words?
What happens if Coke? Amy, are you jealous? You look fucking annoyed.
No, I'm so happy for you.
Girls, everyone is so jealous. I fucking hate LA. Like, that's why, like, how much is the cast going to hate me even more?
A lot. Like, I'm just warning you now.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's why I'm trying to, like, dial you back.
I don't care. No one is happy for anyone. If Wells was saying this right now, I'd be his biggest cheerleader, jumping up and down, screaming for him.
I am happy for you. What I'm analyzing is, how do you talk about something like this, Wells, same to you, without coming across braggy?
What's wrong with bragging?
That's the question. What do you think,
Nothing.
Wells?
I mean,
it's not, I'm not bragging about money or my whatever. I just got the biggest break of my life.
This is why I'm asking.
Yeah,
so
I think bragging is okay. I think there's a fine line between being braggadocious and being excited about something. I think that you're just being excited about something and it's just coming across as braggy, but listen, I get it. If I got a freaking Coca-Cola sponsorship, I'd be pretty pumped.
No, that'd be horrible. Pepsi, Wells. Pepsi.
Well, yeah, but they didn't hit me up, so I'm going the other direction. And you know what? Coca-Cola, living my best summer life.
But you know what? Like, again, I can't stress enough about like not giving up on your dreams. Like, there were so many times I wanted to give up and I was like, I'm not making money, like working so hard. I'm working myself to like absolute exhaustion. And you know, like I want a steady job where I'm not on call 24 hours because I take work and what I do so seriously and professionally because I love it. And that's where I get my self-esteem. That I make sure I'm in shape every day. You know, my skin is looking good because that's part of my job. So I'm not on my days off or my days working. I'm at the gym early in the morning or at night because I know that's part of my job. So it's not something that's just like this easy road. But like, again, if I had given up, it's such a, especially if like, you know, it was really hard not to be able to tell my parents because, like I've always said, all I want to do is make them proud and, like, give back to them, you know? And I couldn't tell them about this because I didn't, you know, I'm not talking to them. And that was really hard, but I'm really proud of it. And, like, I don't know if they will.
Well, lucky for you, they're going to see it. So no matter what, you're going to tell them by them just watching TV. And here's an interesting thing, which I think this is like a good topic to talk about. And Amy being like, do you think you're being a little too braggy or braggadocious about it? I think there's this like stigma in the country, especially with women, I think more so than men, that it's not okay to be proud of your accomplishments and talk about them openly in lieu or being scared of people being jealous or like resenting you for that, probably especially on the hills. And I think if like no matter what it is, if it's a Pepsi campaign or it's, you know, like you get a raise at your job or whatever, if
well,
it's,
that's different. If you're saying you got a raise,
I think it's
like
no, it's
normal
not.
With a friend.
It's the
ex- I think.
It's the ex- ex- hold on, let me finish what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Whether it's a Pepsi campaign or it's a raise or you know, played really well at tennis or whatever, I think it's okay and it's healthy to be proud of those things and not want to like hold them back, even if you're scared of people like resenting you for it. Because at the end of the day, you should be proud of like the hard work that you put in, and you should be able to celebrate those things with the people that you love, and you shouldn't be scared of it. So like I'm saying, whether it's a Pepsi campaign or it's, you know, like, you know, you got to raise your job, I think it's a cool and a healthy thing to like talk about it with your family and friends. So for everyone out there that's like maybe thinking that Steph is being braggy about it, well, that's BS, because you would probably do the exact same thing if you got some big raise at your job, if you were at the bar talking to all your girlfriends.
Well, that's interesting. I was thinking of if a lawyer was on the air and they just made partner, we wouldn't be like, oh, they're braggy. But for someone in the public eye, because it's Pepsi and a big commercial, it feels different. And I think that's so interesting that she's not allowed to like be proud of herself and...
But I am. You guys are the ones that are telling me not.
Steph, why are you upset?
Because I've been so happy. I haven't. Wells, I didn't even tell you about this. I haven't told anyone. I have not been going around bragging. I was just saying, when he was saying that he works out a lot, if he wants to be in his board shorts.
I didn't mean to make you upset.
You guys really made me feel bad.
No, Steph, you have to understand. What's interesting is we are so proud of you. It's amazing.
But all of our listeners, like, I feel like they're our family. They would be excited with me.
Oh, that makes me cry. I love that. I hope they do feel that way. And I apologize
I never feel like they're an audience. I just feel like they're with us. Like, we're all a team.
And I don't want to make you upset. I'm always so nervous and want to protect you because you said someone from the show tried to take the job. So I'm always so nervous and want to protect you. Because I feel like someone's coming after you.
And Steph,
but that's this industry. That is this industry. And I've been in it in 11 years. And it's hard. And I want to quit all the time. But you just need to... Laws of attraction. You need to be happy for other people. And just, you know, when you're having a hard time, just write on a note card, my life is easy. All good things come to me. And you just see those every day and you change the way you think. So all these, everyone I know, like that I like face to face will be annoyed by this. But that's why I'm not telling anyone. I'm telling the people that I know would be excited for me. Our listeners.
Steph, I feel like you weren't listening to what I was saying. I'm so freaking proud of you. That's dope, dude. If I got a Pepsi deal, I would be doing the exact same thing and singing it from the rafters. What I was saying was there's a stigma in our culture that you shouldn't be proud of your accomplishments. And I was saying that I think what you're doing is right and it's empowering to people out there, whether it's a Pepsi deal or a just a raise or whatever it is, to be proud of that and not be worried about people being resentful of that. I'm super proud of you, dude. That's freaking awesome. I want a Pepsi deal or a Coke deal or whatever.
I think it's really interesting because did you guys see what happened to Beyonce and that woman from the Warriors?
Mm-mm. Yes.
What happened?
Do you want to explain it? Yeah.
Well, and I'm still kind of confused. So it was like the wife of the owner of the Warriors was sitting next to Beyonce and Jay-Z, and the wife was kind of like talking to Jay-Z like across the lap of Beyonce. And I think after a while, Beyonce was getting tired of... The perception was she was getting tired of another woman talking to her husband, and she kind of like gave her the side eye and like kind of shoved her out of the way.
But she didn't. I don't think I don't know if Beyonce actually did anything but get a photograph taken where she just looked smiley. I feel like it's perception.
Easton, can totally. You show me it?
Yeah, Easton will pull it up.
Well, it's like, and that's the thing. That's the scary thing with like media, right? Like at Wango Tango, last episode, walking the carpet. I only got questions about this thing I said on my other podcast about how my parents and Sarah's parents haven't met.
Right.
And I said it
right.
Like as a joke, but it turned into like this huge story that was never really a story. Like, have you ever seen that picture of a lion and he's got a baby cub lion in his mouth? And it looks like he's eaten the head of the baby lion. And then you see the other picture, and it's really the mama lion carrying the baby cub lion like back to its den. And it's like, this is perception with media. You can see one thing and can create this entire story for it. And it can be completely untrue, but there's one picture, and so now it's gospel. And then when you see the other side, you're like, oh, it's the exact opposite of what we thought.
Exactly. That's my thing for Steph. It's like, I have this mama bear instinct to want to protect you and have you have extreme humility so that the haters don't come at you.
I told Kathy Hilton, Gina, and Hallie. It was so hard not being able to tell my parents. Like, thank God for Kathy. Because she's, like, my best friend and, like, my mom. So I'm very humble. I wanted to, like, scream it from the root. Let's just move on.
We can move on, but this is what this show is about, Steph. It's experiencing
things
through you.
I know, but this is the first time I'm saying it, and I just get blasted.
No one blasted you. We're so happy for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm pumped for you, and now hearing about it, I would like to have you take me out to dinner, because get that Pepsi money, girl, get that Pepsi money. Living your best summer life, Steph Pratt. Yes!
Let's take a break.
All right, Steph, big stuff next week. The Hills red carpet premiere. Are you excited? Oh, terrified?
Oh, my God. I wake up. I'm getting picked up for the airport tomorrow at 5:30.
Yeah.
I, like, just realized that because my house is, like, completely under construction. Mm-hmm. I've been sleeping on my sofa the past two nights. Yeah, that was awesome. Just get a good night's sleep on my sofa before Pepsi. That was awesome. My house is just like a mess. I can't find anything anywhere. So they're finishing up today at like 4 p.m. Cannot wait to clean everything and then pack. It's crazy. And I don't even know what to pack. This week is going to be absolutely insane.
So what happens now? You go to New York to do all the press and then you come back for the red carpet premiere?
Okay, so we get to see the episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. We have a little cast screening. And then,
wow.
And then we film an after show, which is recorded, but it will be live. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What
like,
are you
it's
more?
It's not going to be produced, basically.
What yeah. are you more scared of, watching the first episode or taping the after show?
Ooh. It's so hard because when you're watching it with the cast, because it used to be in our contracts for Made in Chelsea. You know, there's stuff that happened and like obviously you don't know about that scene. So like when you see like your friend saying something about you, you look over like at them at the table and you're just like, are you kidding me? You said that? And like it starts kicking off. So the after show is gonna be I'm gonna say I'm more scared of that. And I'm only more scared of that because of my temper.
I don't think you have a temper.
Oh my God.
At all.
I snap.
No, I think you are sensitive.
Yeah, but I also, like, I call people out so fast on their bullshit. Like, if I'm going to be at the after show, I know I'm going to be saying, you know, Brody, blah, blah, blah. And if I get asked questions, I'm just going to be completely honest.
Do you
it's going to be a really awkward week.
Full Housewives and just, like, lose your bleep?
No, I don't. I think they must drink before that, right?
Probably. Wait, hold on. So, are you going to, like, is your brother going to be at the red carpet?
Okay, so this is actually really crazy.
Okay.
So, when I got the schedule of everything, which is insane, like, they said there may not even be time for outfit changes.
God forbid. Well,
I thought you were about to get emotional right
now.
No, there.
That was like a joke. Okay. Changes.
That's not even gonna be.
I know.
Any time for outfit changes.
Imagine if I wore the same outfit on all these new shows. Oh, tragedy. Okay, so it says group one and group two, and obviously, I'm not in the same group as Spidey. So I emailed my agent back and I was like, well, this has never happened like in the past. Is this because of me and Spencer? And he was just like, yes.
Yeah. What did you think?
I don't know. I'm a professional. Like, I could have done it.
Could he have?
Clearly not, because I'm sure he's the one that said.
Oh, we don't know that. Maybe MTV just thought, let's split him up. Yeah, it's better. Maybe it'll be more compelling.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that'll be crazy.
But on that party, it's like in a week and a half. Won't you all be at the party? I'll be at the party.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. At a fitting late last
It's a
night.
Week from Wednesday.
Wait, why wasn't I invited to the party?
You guys knew about it before me.
Did I send it to you?
Yes.
That's epic.
Oh my God, this has been the ongoing like plot line, is that I'm the last to know. I'm happy to be the last to
know. We're going to put a reporter on the carpet interviews with the cast for you to hear about.
Stop. Are they going to know it's Pratcast?
No.
Yes!
It'll say iHeartRadio.
Yes!
It'll get used on multiple shows, but.
Oh my God. I hope the reporter's really good at catching people.
We have
up.
To figure out who we want to send so you and I can talk about it off air.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Prepared to hate everyone.
In Amy's defense, I have a feeling that invite was sent to you, Steph, and you just didn't respond to it.
Oh. That's funny. I feel like you're pretty good on email.
I'm getting better.
Yeah, maybe MTV texted it to you and you were like,
no, honestly, I'm Amish. I did not get it. I might have got it like later the day, but it was the first time I saw it and I was like, sick.
I think there's a party. I can reveal this because it went to the press. They're making Ledoux.
Yes.
So, Wells, Ledoux,
what does that mean?
Lauren and Heidi's like famous like club that they always went to. It was like the Hills Club. Ledoux.
Was Ledoux
shut down?
It doesn't exist, right?
Yeah.
Was Ledoux where you know what you did happened?
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, Easton's going to Google
I hope
that.
It is. But Ledoux was just like such a Hills thing.
Yeah. Well, so are you excited? Like, what's your mindset? Because we're now in like the final countdown of the Hills coming back. So
Two weeks.
What is your mindset right now?
You know what? I just am focusing on right now. So yesterday, all I thought about was work. Yeah. Wednesday, all I thought about was whatever I had going on that day. Today, I know I'm doing this with you guys. I love it. And then I know I'm going to the bank and then going
to the bank.
Like, I know. You
no
know?
Doubt she's going to the bank.
No.
You got that Pepsi check, yo.
Making money moves.
No, I'm doing a wire transfer to pay my rent in London. And I have to go in for that.
That's a big day you've got, Steph. Anything else on the schedule?
Yeah, packing for New York. I got to kill it with my fashion. And that means, you know, with the outfits that Adriana Galarzo pulled for me, she's done like little plastic lunch bags with like jewelry, and she's pinned it on to every hanger with all these outfits.
What about if you don't have time for outfit changes?
I'm going to change in the car.
God forbid.
I don't care.
Do you know what shows
but
you're going to
cool
be on
that,
so people
that she
can
puts
see you?
All the accessories on it. So I literally just put it in a bag and then get there, hang them all up, and I've got outfit without running around looking. I mean, this is
like where will
dream.
We be able to see you? Like Good Morning America? Do you know?
I think I know.
Oh, she's pulling it up.
Give me a second.
Oh, well.
Wells, fill time while she pulls it up. Say something fascinating.
Ah, yes. Well,
are
I do
you
going
to be able to watch
I'd like
the
to know
hills
if-
from where you are?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to know if men should wear tank tops, because I'm not sure, Wells.
Okay, listen, we don't need to do that, all right? I'm on vacation, all right?
I feel like
this
you
is
still
my vacation
do it in LA,
wear.
Though.
You do wear tank tops in LA.
Totally.
Don't you?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't think I.
We're gonna unless have to ask Sarah.
Unless it's like at a pool party, then no. If I did a little more upper body work, then I would probably. Like, you know who wears a lot of tank tops is Dean.
Yeah.
Dean looks good in a tank top.
I love Dean.
You know?
Would you ever consider dating Dean, Steph? I really would love to make that happen.
Deanie babies?
Yeah, Deanie babies.
He's too young. That was the thing. He was too young.
I have a funny thing. I want you guys to keep talking, but remind me to say something about Derek. But But speaking of...
No, say it now while I'm looking.
So did no one laugh that there was at least 15 headlines that said, Steph Pratt and Derek Paith split?
Oh, lol.
Like...
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like, you went on how many dates?
That was
three?
All the Wango Tango press I got.
Did you go on three dates?
Stop.
Or two?
Two.
Two dates, and the press were like, Derek Paith and Steph Pratt split. Like, they're going to have that tear down the middle.
Yeah.
It was like, Bradley Cooper, Steph Pratt. And I'm like, I love Hollywood. Because it's like,
wait,
they went out twice.
Wait, what did you, so I'm the reporter right now. Steph Pratt saw you recently broke up with Derek Paith. What happened with you two lovebirds? How did you respond to that?
She had a good response.
I just said, you know, he's so busy and he doesn't live here. I live in another country. I'm so busy. There's a time difference. And, you know, he's someone that's so incredible that I wouldn't want to screw things up with. And I know it's just not the right timing. Because I'm so absentee. But I really hope he's single.
Yes.
Until I'm available.
Oh, my God.
Because I'd really like to marry him. Because he's the best guy I've ever met.
So
but
nice.
Work always comes first to me right now. I'm sure my priorities will change at some point. But, you know, look, work is your priority. And, you know, you get great opportunities and jobs like Pepsi.
You know how there's a bunch of people at home being like, wait, hold on. You know you want to marry the guy, and yet you are like,
I'm not
ready.
Not
right now. Yeah.
There's too many things I want to accomplish.
Okay. I'm done setting you up with guys, though.
Yeah, because I'm, yeah.
You know?
But I'll text you when I'm ready.
I do think that...
I'll text you.
Actually, I'm gonna. I'll just text Derek.
Just text Derek. You got his number. Wait, do you think that that was more of a... Was that more of a Bachelor headline or a Hills headline? Because in Bachelor world, so going out with someone twice and then, like, breaking up with them...
Right.
Is a normal headline.
Is that,
you know?
I think it's just a crossover headline, too.
Yeah. Because I think in the Hills, they do that, too.
Well, I think Bachelor definitely more, though.
Yeah, because like, you know, when I went on The Bachelorette, I legit went on, well, I went on, I think, three group dates and then only one date, you know, like that was the headline is like, JoJo breaks the heart of the young hipster from Nashville.
Aww.
It was like, I went on one date? What?
She kissed him and dumped him.
I know.
So rough. So rough.
That's some praying mantis stuff right there. But
how many dates did you go on with Ashley I?
Only one.
Did you guys have a savage breakup in the news?
It wasn't. It was pretty amicable on set. Like I had come late to the show, and like it was like either you decide you're gonna take your relationship to the next level and go to the fantasy suite and get engaged, and I was like, well, I only went on one date with you, so like I'm not ready to do that. Also, the optics weren't great of, like, taking the America's sweetheart virgin to a fantasy suite where apparently you're you know, it's assumed that you're making whoopee. I was like, I can't do that. I can't deflower America's sweetheart.
That's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
She is.
On my wiener.
So adorable. Yeah. On your tan wiener. Spray tan wiener. I met her at Wango Tango, and I didn't, like, even realize until MJ, please have MJ hang with me at every event.
She's one of our producers that was in charge of Stephanie.
Oh, my God. She came in from Texas. Like, I love her.
I'll bring her to Vegas.
I'm obsessed. Please. Thank you. MJ, if you're listening, I love you. I miss you. anyway, so we're, like, dancing at, like, the front of the stage. And MJ's like, that's the Bachelorette, or what's...
Hannah B.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about Ashley I. Oh, you're talking about Hannah B.
Yeah, and she goes, that's Hannah B. And I was like, what? And Hannah was all by herself, the cutest thing ever, rocking out to, I think it was that DJ, that was Zed or something. Like, rocking out, but all by herself, having the best time. And like when I went over to say hi, I was just like, I love you on the show. I think you're the realest bachelorette. Like you're the only one that like is, you know, putting guys on the chopping block. Like you're getting straight to the point with everyone. I love it. You're the best. And she was like the cutest, sweetest, like so not affected. And just like as if the bachelorette wasn't even on TV. It'd be like she was doing this just in her life, you know, like she was just so sweet and cute.
You
I
should
can't
have seen
it.
When she met Taylor Swift. It was like
you got to meet Taylor Swift.
By you would have too. It was a complete
what?
Loop. So you know where you were watching.
Yeah.
If you went backstage from there, Taylor came off and Hannah B was there, and it was like a 7-year-old. I mean, she was jumping up and down,
She's
and down,
so cute.
Screaming like. Oh, like just everything you could imagine from the ultimate fan. She lost her mind.
Yeah,
wait,
I love
wait,
her.
You know who I got to meet at Wango Tango?
Who?
Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, whoa. How who? Was that? That's Nick Jonas's wife.
Oh, I saw on a cover of a magazine at the grocery store the other day that they split up.
No,
Savage
no, no.
split up.
No, the National Enquirer is wrong once again, I feel
Star
like.
Star didn't have their facts straight because they are good to go.
Enquirer.
No, Sarah's good friends with the Joe Bros, and they're also like part of the same, I think, like record label or whatever. So we went and like hung out with them right before their show. And I had met Sophie before, but I hadn't met Priyanka.
Who's
and
Sophie?
I think you're saying it just
oh my God, the
slightly
winter
wrong.
Is coming.
Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, so Sophie, Steph is right, is from Game of Thrones, and it's you're adding an R. It's Priyanka.
Priyanka? What yeah. am I saying?
Priyanka? Priyanka or something.
You're calling her a piranha, and it's
no.
so
Priyanka.
Awkward.
Priyanka. Priyanka Chopra.
Priyanka yeah. Chopra.
Priyanka.
No, there, Priyanka. See, there's that R. You added an R. It's not okay. Priyanka.
All right, spell it, Wells.
No. No.
It's Priyanka.
Priyanka. Priyanka.
Bianca.
Priyanka.
Bianca.
It's hard because it's if Bianca I just say her Wolf. First name, Priyanka, it's fine. But then the second I want to say Chopra is when I say Priyanka Chopra. There,
oh,
I did
there
it.
You got,
ah!
it.
Got it.
Nailed it. That is your great moment of the day.
Yeah. And the tank top.
Listen, guys.
Best fashion moment.
Too bad this isn't a TV show because so many people will be tuning out because...
What if Wells doesn't have time for an outfit change before dinner tonight?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
The humanity.
We'll make sure we don't run over. Don't
Anyways,
worry, Wells.
Priyanka Chopra, so nice. She was so cool and like really warm. It's a weird thing to like be in someone's dressing room right before a show, you know? I imagine that like... A lot of people aren't supposed to be in there, but she was like really nice and warm. So I was very starstruck.
Did they seem in love?
Yeah. Did Nick seem older, like mature? I just look at him like a little baby.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were talking. My brother was with us still. And so Nick was like, well, what'd you guys do today or whatever? And me and my brother were like, oh, we went and played golf earlier today. And then they were like, you play golf? And so we were like, yeah, do you want to go play golf? And he's like, absolutely. And I'm sitting there being like, that would be super dope, but you are going to be on tour for the next like 7 years. We are never going to play golf together.
Talk about a long career.
Yeah.
Do you Dude. Remember their show on Disney or Nick?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they've been
ups and downs.
Busy. Well,
such is life.
Yeah. That was the hardest thing for me to understand. And it took therapy.
All right. So I went and like looked at all the, like the comments on the MTV Hills page and see what people were saying, you know?
Yeah.
And the majority of all the comments were like, why is Misha on the show, like, so confused? Which I actually agree with. I'm also confused as to, like, why she's on the show. What do you think about that?
It's actually kind of awkward because I think that people thought that she was coming in to replace Lauren Conrad because it's always been four girls. And, like, the Cosmo cover, it was, you know, Whitney, Misha, Heidi, Audrina. I wasn't in it. My mom, I actually found out about it because my mom called me. And she said, Heidi was just at the house. She's headed to a Cosmopolitan photo shoot. And I said, and she goes, why aren't you in town for it? And I said, are you kidding me? What? Like, in such shock. and called my agent. My agent was like, they never contacted me. And I was like, are you kidding? This wasn't like just because I was in London. And he was like, I didn't hear about it. So I think like Cosmo was the one that, it wasn't like MTV served them four girls. It was Cosmo that said, we want these four. And I think they're under the impression that Misha is Lauren Conrad. Mm. But there's no narrator on the show. It's an ensemble and we're doing a new format where there's interviews.
Not feeling like you're getting along great with her.
No. Yeah. I am.
Who is she close with on the show?
Good question.
I mean, I think Audrina and her. But yeah. That's just because Audrina and I have something that happens. But oh, I think, you know, what it was when all the press, like Cosmo and everyone was like, so, because everyone has been the most excited about Misha in the press, in the media. Like, that is a, like, duh. Everyone's been most excited about her.
Yeah.
Not the fans, but the press loves. So she's been getting all these requests, I assume, and, you know, they're pumping her up, giving her, like, great treatment. I don't know this. I'm just guessing. And I think her head blew up. And that's why after filming, like, these are the experiences I'm getting with her.
Can I give you my theory on this whole thing?
Sure.
Okay. I think that MTV was nervous about bringing a show back after 10 years. And they were like, you know what we need? We need some star power here. But so, like, here's my thing. Like, if they brought her on, I think they, my theory is that they brought her on for star power.
They also, her team also told them that she wanted to open up about all those YouTube videos and everything that happened. And I think that's why MTV was like, this is what we want. We want real, raw life stories of where you guys have been. Yeah. And when, you know, the camera started rolling, she didn't talk about it.
She didn't explain why she was yelling at a fence?
Nope. She told me about a court date and some guy that he tried to sell a sex tape.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay. Well, get on your phone.
And look at
just go look, on
Misha Barton yelling at a fence. Just Google it.
But there's a bunch and it's like really sad and I've been through a lot of, you know, depression and moments, well, not screaming at fences, but like, you know, screaming at TVs. no, but like, I was really excited to really like get close to her and bond with her and like share experiences. Cause you know, this world is so crazy. And again, like what that therapist was saying on like two episodes ago is only the people in the arena understand. And that same with like depression and, you know, family drama. So I would really understand her and she would really understand me, but we just didn't get that chance because she wouldn't talk about it.
So the other thing that I noticed is that there's like a lot of excitement about Justin Bobby. Like, is he going to be a big storyline on the show?
I'm here for it. He's so hot.
It's so funny because I kept on getting asked, why is Justin on the show? And I'm just like, more like, why is Stephanie on the show? Justin was like the hills, combat boots on the beach. And so
and all his like funny things he says.
Yeah, so I keep getting that question. I find it so bizarre. But Justin is going to be like front and center. And he is one of the biggest storylines. You guys are going to like see more of a side to him that he doesn't show. I saw what like. He's so much more than we saw originally.
The fans are doing a lot of drooling emojis. There's like a drooling emoji because I think they think he's hot. And I have to agree. He is. I saw him recently and even I was a little bit like, what's happening? Why am I like, he's sort of, there's something mysterious and yet like sexy about him. Am I right?
Well, he plays that aloof card very well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. It's going to be incredible. And that's the thing. Like, if I look bad, whatever. If it's entertaining, I've done my job. And also, I've done
famous
my job because
last
I've been.
Words.
No, but also, I've been honest. You know, I've been raw. So yeah. I can't get mad that I look bad if I actually say that, because that's how I felt. So as long as I'm doing myself, you know.
Speaking of looking bad, everyone wants to get that summer bod like this guy over here. That's why you got to get in on some Open Fit. It takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Everyone's bodies are different, obviously, and Open Fit, like my body's skinny and depressing looking, and Open Fit gets that customized workout that you need.
Okay, well, my favorite class is Yoga 52 because it's a way you can lose weight, build strength and flexibility, obviously reduce stress.
We need that.
And reshape your body by taking a deeper dive into yoga. And the best part is you don't need to go to a yoga class. All you need is a yoga mat. And you can probably get that online.
So right now, during the Open Fit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text PRATCAST to 303030. As in, 30 days, you won't be a big fatty like I am right now.
Get
full access to Open Fit and all the workout, all the workouts and all the nutrition information totally free. Again, just text PRATCAST, that's PRATTCAST, to 303030.
You will get full access to Open Fit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text PRATCAST to 303030. Yas.
Yas, yes. Queen. Get that beach bod. Yes. Living your best summer life. Steph Pratt.
Thanks. Thanks for that. That made me happy.
Wait, so Steph, did you, because like last week we were talking about how you reached out to your parents about doing like therapy together. Did you guys go and do that or no?
Oh man, that was also rough because it was the day before Pepsi and then I slept on a sofa. Then I had a fitting really late. It was a really bad day. So I had been writing all these emails to the schedule girl, Marina, CC'd with my parents and all of them saying, I want to come in first and I want to learn tools that I can use when I'm here again with my parents, because I'll need tools to stay calm and absorb what they're saying, receive their feelings, and say mine without, you know, I don't want to say, one of the therapists told me, like, I've got too much pride by not, you know, talking to them, blah, blah. So I want to go to appointment before I have them. So I've been emailing them back and forth, CCing my parents on all them, saying, Marina, I can come in Thursday, can you please speak to my parents about their availability and I'll make myself available. So they were probably CC'd on like 3 or 4 of these emails while I've been like trying to do this. And I went to the appointment. It was 12:30. And they were like, okay, we need you to do all this paperwork because you're not an outpatient. Like, this is just, because it's like an outpatient place. It's my trauma treatment center that I went to last year. So it's my trauma therapist. And I was like, well, didn't my mom send everything over? Like, she has all the information from last year. I don't. And who was like doing this with me, she said no. And I was like, wait a minute. Has she even responded to an email to you guys or emailed separately? Like, setting up something? And she was like, no. So yeah.
So the answer is you did not do group
therapy. I like burst into tears.
Yeah.
When I heard that she never responded to any email, because she's the one, you know, a while ago that wanted to do this, that originally texted and emailed me saying, that she wanted to do this. I came around to wanting to do it because I'm going to London on the 27th until Christmas, I assume, if I come home for Christmas. Like, I have no idea. So, yeah.
Did you like email her being like, what the hell, Mom? I'm so confused. I thought you wanted to do this.
No, I texted my dad.
What did he say?
Let me look.
So the therapy never happened. No. I'm sorry about that.
I know, really, and then I went to Pepsi. I actually cried in the middle of Pepsi in my trailer.
You had like a high week and a low.
Yeah, but that's the thing that I never understood until I went to this trauma place, is that you're never stuck anywhere. And if you keep thinking everything is so bad, like, this is, like, how am I here? Like, I didn't deserve this and blah, blah, blah. You're going to keep getting that because that's what you're saying to the universe. Mm-hmm. So if you know that life is up and down, you just know, okay, well, it's about to go up. And, like, it does. But I was just like, you know, when it's down, like, that's it. I quit life. No. If I'd quit life when I was, you know, 21, 20, like, look at how much, like, happiness I have.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it is what it is, but I'm just not thinking about it. So I texted my dad.
Is it easier to communicate with your dad?
Yeah, and I have been communicating with him a lot.
Good.
I said, well, because Mom never called them, and I couldn't do any of the paperwork. I just have to leave. But she's the one who wanted me to do this. Oh, my God. They just told me Mom hasn't responded to any of the emails. Why am I doing this? It was for her. And my dad said, Mom already saw Dr. She wanted you to talk to someone.
So did you talk to someone?
Yeah. So the day I get back Thursday night from New York, and I'm going on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good. Yeah. There's only so much you can do, you know, like.
I was just so shocked that she hadn't responded to any emails.
You know, I had a conversation with someone this week about it is very painful when someone doesn't respond. I don't know why, but it's one of the most triggering sort of difficult things to deal with. So I'm sorry. And I think you're doing awesome. And just keep working on you. That's all you can do.
And that's like someone asked me at Wango Tango, one of the reporters. They're like, what advice do you have for cutting out toxic people, even if it's family? And I said, look, when I realized that other people were dictating how I was going to feel that day or at that moment, then I was just like, am I dumb? I'm going to dictate how I feel today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wake up and be like, this is going to be a great day. I feel great. What those toxic people are saying, they're not going to change how I feel because they're not living my life. And I'm not going to live my life being upset by other people.
That's quite powerful. That's
good
it's
words
so true, though. Like, why are we letting other people tell us how to feel? I mean, I just did that a second ago with you guys when I got so upset. But, like, then, you know, that quickly comes back to my mind. It's just like, wait a minute. I can still be happy. Like, I understand that this was, like, a good topic of conversation because it is such a thin line between that. But I'm not going to lie. Like, I was super upset. But then, again, why, even though I love you guys, that's the thing. Even if you love someone so much, like, it's your best friend or whatever, and they're having whatever, you still need to take care of yourself first. Don't let other people's shit affect your mood and your day, because it also could be your last day.
Preach.
It is so true, though. And, like, once you start living like that, like, it's so easy to remove yourself from toxic, dysfunctional situations.
Yeah. Well, I still think you should go see that therapist. And
I'm going on Friday.
Yeah, if nothing else, then send it back to your dad being like, I did go, you know, I lived it to my end of the bargain.
It's not even for them anymore. Yeah. I'm going to go on Friday and talk about how my mom didn't respond to any emails.
Yeah, I know. That's hard. It's hard because I can't send that either, especially like text messages or emails. Because like if you do it in person, if I were to ask you a question in person and you just didn't respond to me, you know, you'd be like, dude, screw you. Like, what is going on? But for some reason, it's become somewhat accepted to do it on text message or in, you know, on email. But it's the same. It's effectively the same thing, you know, and it's just such a disrespectful thing to do. And so
especially
I understand
to the treatment center. Like that. <That's>...
I mean, more so for you, but yes, also rude to the treatment center.
Oh, yeah. I'll send them flowers too.
Yeah.
So next week is going to be a lot for us to talk about. Plus, the Wallers are our guests.
Oh, wait a minute. The Fat Jew wanted to come on.
Oh,
and
we're in
talk
for that.
About the first episode when it comes out. So maybe on the 24th, we'll have him.
Perfect. Oh my God.
He was like, yas, in text. He's going to be the funniest reviewer. Reviewing,
my God.
Whatever.
As much of an ego as I have, there's a part of me that says that he should just take my place in that show and just be the host.
So MTV asked me who I thought should be the after show host. And yeah. I said, the Fat Jew and Johnny Famous. I've known them like my whole life. I'll hook you up with them. How genius is that?
Really? Really,
no,
Steph.
They're not, though. Oh, you.
Really? You have got to be
they asked
fucking
for two
kidding
people.
Me.
I was trying to think of a duo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm texting them right now.
Yeah. You might want to get on that.
Oh, my God.
You are out of town for the month.
He'll come back.
With your family.
He'll come back.
You've got 4-5 radio shows. Yeah.
Hills, yeah.
Show's over. I'm texting them right now.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm CCing you. I'm texting both of you. Okay. Bye, guys. Love you all.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.